The three of you have now gathered outside the apartment of the dead man. Before you is the ensign, Antazaki. He has just relayed orders to you that he, apparently, has been ordered to go and investigate this gruesome scene, because he knows where it actually is. Whilst you three have been told to go and question the locals to find out more about why this incident has happened. The ensign has recommended a place known as the Toymaker Inn, where someone called Mariana works. He nods to all three of you, and then departs.
Wait a minute, I will take this on and I will go with you. The others will talk to the friend.
Oh, no, I'm not very good with people. I better come with you as well, seeing as I know the location and, I have the technical knowledge.
I agree.
Wait, hang on. Again, he listens to the earpiece and says, they think that's a waste of effort. You can confirm if you want.
A waste of effort. I think it'd be more of a waste of effort sending me to try and interrogate someone.
I am just getting my armor on, getting ready to go with him.
Again, he looks a little concerned. You then hear a little voice in your head, Pam. Your little ear device is piping up. This is the commanding officer. Why are you splitting up? I'm giving you orders to go and investigate what you're investigating. Let the militia here handle that issue. What's the issue?
I channel back into my earpiece. I agree with what the command has been given. I reiterate, I say we are going together as a team. We are going to investigate this in the way that we have been instructed to do.
Good, then. Yes, right, yes. Question this woman. Something's clearly... From what I've been given, the information I've been given, this is very unusual. So you go and investigate this, what did he say, the citizen, find out what she knows about this man, and then I'll coordinate with the militia, and they'll get back to you what they find at this location. Apparently it's one of the farming areas somewhere nearby.
So, I look to the door of the Toymaker's store.
So, this building is, again, when you hear the word Toymaker, you don't really see why it's called the Toymakers. It looks just from the outside like a normal inn of some kind. But you do notice it does have a sign above the door that does say Toymaker something something. It's a faded sign. Maybe once that's what the building was, but it has been repurposed since then. It does look very open and inviting, though. It's very clean. Again, if all three of you wish, you can now begin heading in this direction. Again, just before you go, the man comes to you, Oleg, and says... Again, to be honest with you, I would appreciate it, the help, but it's quicker if I just go by myself. I know the area, and besides, you saw the footage. I don't know what's happened there, but I don't think there's anything to be done for those people. Maybe a bit of a waste of your talents.
I will follow my orders, I say, and I click the last fastenings into place, and I'm now fully in the armor. And... then I just follow the other two.
And so all three of you begin heading towards this welcoming place. Just before you leave, though, you do notice another person has arrived, another militia individual, and they, of course, are quickly entering the building. You all know why. Now your investigation is done. That body will be sent immediately back by wagon to the Citadel. It needs to be tanned as soon as possible. After all. The three of you enter this inn, you think. An inn, how novel. After all, this place must be called an inn because it's the only social gathering place in this entire small community. You enter the building, and already inside you actually see some people, two or three. Some people are having some food, a bit of breakfast by a table. And yes, it's quite a nice place, actually. It's been kept clean, it's been... renovated a little as much as possible. Of course, these days no building is truly new anymore. And you then notice, Giulietta, on one of the walls there's a bunch of children's toys. They've all been assembled there quite nicely, quite neatly. There are no children here, but yes, there are toys in this building. A woman then quickly comes over to you. She is young, maybe only 25 or 30. She has dark hair and lightly tanned skin. She's wearing an apron. Oh, hello! Oh, goodness me, an interesting bunch. Welcome to the Toymaker Inn. Can I help you? Do you need food? Do you need lodging? You're not going to be staying here too long, are you?
No. We need to speak to somebody.
Oh, yes? Oh, who? I mean, there's only Fredericks and Derek here this morning. It's a bit of a... She looks a bit sad for a second and then says, well, I mean, I think you know. That must be why you're here, right? Poor Unagway.
Are you Mariana?
Oh, yes, hello. Yes, I'm Mariana. I'm the owner of this little place, the gathering place, if you will, of Signa.
Hello.
Hello.
But yeah, we have a few questions.
I sort of like look over at Pam almost, just like,
really? I'm doing this?
The woman does look at you, Pam. Pam, what do you do?
I ask her some questions. I try to find out more about her relationship with the deceased.
Feel free at this point to ask some of those questions. You can definitely get some information for free. If you need more, we'll do a little roll. But at this point, feel free to just ask those questions.
I think carefully about the questions I'm going to ask. I want to be concise. My first question. When was the last time that you saw the deceased?
You mean Unagway?
Yes.
Oh, I think I saw him yesterday. He came in for his usual morning breakfast, and I then assumed he was going to go to work later. I can't... this is very surprising, you can imagine. I just don't understand. I don't really... They haven't really said what's happened. What happened?
I sort of interject at that moment, and I take the toy out of my bag and say, does this belong to you?
Oh, well... Yes, I mean, it doesn't really belong to me. It belongs to the building.
I saw it on the wall. This was in his apartment.
Oh, I think he took it one time. I didn't know he'd kept it. I thought he was going to give it to someone. How strange.
I interject. I have a second question. What was the nature of your relationship?
Oh, well, he was a friend. I know everyone around here. If you wish... At this point, Pam, would you like to make a test here of your hearts?
Yes.
So you can play two cards. You want to match hearts this time, or again, any value over 8.
Okay, so I've got 3 of hearts, and I've got 4 of diamonds.
With that, you get 1 success.
Okay.
She isn't quite telling the truth, but you don't think this woman is deliberately hiding something from you? No, she's not deliberately hiding something from you. It's just something she's kind of unsure to say. There's something there that wasn't quite right. You also are quite logical. This man apparently had a teddy bear from this location. No, they weren't just friends. No, you can tell.
I say to her, I once gave a teddy bear to an ex-lover. Looked very similar to that one.
Oh. Well... Wait, come round here. She kind of gestures to a corner of the room. You can see Oleg. The other two people are looking at you very interested, especially you, Oleg.
I stand there in my armor, and I look over at them. I think about when I had my last meal. Am I hungry?
Yes, a little bit.
I suppose I could as well get out of this if we're going to do some more talking, and I'll take... It takes about 10 minutes to get out of it again. What a hassle. But I will, because we might stay here for a bit, and I'll go and see if I can get something to eat.
You'll notice as you start heading towards the area where food will be served, this woman quickly looks at you and says, you need food. Please, help yourself. There's just a fresh stew I've just made.
Thank you.
Oh, get me some, Oleg. Pam, do you want any?
No, thanks. I'm on a diet.
And I start putting things up on a plate for me and another for Giulietta. And then I come over to join them at the table.
Thank you, Oleg.
Yes, please help yourselves. And she lowers her voice a little and looks at you, Pam, and says quietly, maybe he was a little more than a friend. It's just a bit upsetting what's happened to him, and I don't want him to get into any trouble. I mean, I know it doesn't even matter now, but he was a good man, you know? He was a really good man.
I tried to soften and empathize with her, but I'm finding it difficult. So, what happened between you both?
Not a lot. He was very shy. He just did a lot of... he just wanted to protect me. And I think that's why he...
Protect you from what?
Maybe it doesn't matter anymore.
Of course it matters.
Well, I mean, it clearly does. I mean, maybe it doesn't matter me telling you. I just... You keep this to yourselves. You're conducting an investigation, but you'll just keep the information...
Of course. Would you like to go somewhere private?
No, this is fine. This is fine. Oh... Ungwe, he worked at a restaurant in the city. One of the only restaurants there is, really. The, Lima one. You heard of it?
Yes, 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 I have. Tell me.
Well, he worked there, but he... There was an issue. You must know the Becca Morty. Yes, Pam, you do know the Becca Morty. The Becca Morty are one of the last crime families there is. Again, crime is very different these days. Most people are either ne'er-do-wells or discontents. But general crime, most people just don't commit crimes anymore because there's no need. You have everything you want and life is hard enough. But some people still enjoy contraband. They enjoy smuggling things. They enjoy not quite doing what the Codex Scientificus says you should do. The Becca Morty are an organized group of these people. Very hard to completely get rid of. After all, capital punishment is not a thing. You need people to live. The worst punishment you are allowed to give out is sending people to the work places, the mines, the farms, to do the work of constructs. That's the worst thing you can do because death is too much. Every life is needed. And the problem with the Becca Morty is when you do that with them... Well, then they continue to do what they were doing anyway. But yes, you are familiar with this group of people.
So yes, I do know of the family. What do you want to tell me about his work and what he was doing? I mean,
it's a very long story, but Ungwe, he worked for them. He didn't want to. He didn't want to, but he had to. They came here a year or two ago. They wanted my inn. They wanted to use it to hide things. I refused. And they only left me alone when he agreed to help them. So yes, so I'm sorry. That's what he did. That's who he was. But that wasn't who he was. You understand? He was a good man. He was only doing it to protect me. But I don't know then why this would happen. I don't know why he'd do this. To himself.
But what is the significance of the toy in his apartment? Why do you think he would have kept it and put it there? I try to ask her.
I think he loved me. I think that's why he did it all. But he never told me. I knew it, but he never said it, you know? Stupid man.
I push the toy towards her and then I just sort of take one of her hands. And I don't say anything, I just look at her for a minute and then I say,
I'm really sorry for your loss, either way.
She sighs and she looks at the three of you and a little tear does begin to form one of her eyes and she just says,
but maybe the only other person who could know is his employer, Livio. Livio, they were really good friends. Livio is the owner of the restaurant, you know, and maybe he'd know something. Again, what have you even found out? Have you got anything? I don't understand why he would do this to himself. Kill himself? Who even does that anymore? There's so few of us left anyway.
Between bites, I take out the pieces of paper that I found.
I don't know if this is related. Someone left something behind. It says... Jukebox, friend, reward, place.
Maybe he was set up. Maybe this...
So, I know of the Morty. What was they called again?
The Becca Morty. Yes, you would be familiar with them as well. Not as well as Pam. After all, you are a military man, but you think you've heard of this crime family. Yes.
Maybe he got deeper in than he should have.
As Oleg says that, Pam, you will suddenly remember exactly where you recognize the suit and the purple chrysanthemum. It's their uniform. The uniform of the Becca Morty. They wear it openly sometimes, because often, if they aren't doing anything immediately bad, you can't simply arrest them. And the woman looks at you. Again, Oleg.
Well, maybe, yes. He didn't want to work for them. You understand, it was only because they wouldn't leave this place. They only left my establishment alone because he went to work for them. Because he knew the rotors for the farms, you know, when they'd be out of commission for a bit. I think sometimes they'd use some of the farms around here for smuggling or keeping things. I think. I don't know.
So you think... You think that's what he do? He give away the rota farms and that and then got paid, that's all?
Yes. Well, that's why they wanted him. Again, they don't have anyone else out here. Bastards. They try getting everything they can. How can people like that still be? Doesn't make any sense.
I look over to Giulietta.
Maybe they use these farms for things worse than that.
Oh. Maybe, I hate to think.
And I sort of gesture towards... Did you bring the tablet with you?
Yes, I did.
Yes, and I nod towards the tablet.
I won't show you, but we did find a device. Potentially corroborating what you've just told us.
You found a device? What do you mean? Device?
Well, I'm sure the mob can get their hands on whatever they want.
I interrupt. I don't want her to reveal too much. I'm not fully trusting yet of all the information that she's giving. So I'd like to keep that information back if we can.
What do you do, Giulietta? Do you see Pam giving you this look?
I think, well, yes, it's good she's done that because I don't really have social skills and I don't know when to stop. So thank you, Pam. But I don't say it, I just think it.
Mariana looks at you again, Pam. So there you go. I didn't want to say because I was worried that this, like, you're not going to, like, if, I mean, I know that his body will be going to the Tanners, but around here people thought he was a good person. I don't really want anyone to know this, but if it helps you investigate what happened to him, then yes, maybe the Becca Morty were involved. That makes sense to me. Again, maybe Livio will know more. He was his best friend.
I take this information. I look at my two colleagues and I gesture towards Oleg. I ask him, what do you think? Shall we follow this lead?
I have theory.
And then I look at Mariana. It's obvious that I don't want to say it in front of her.
She looks at you and responds, again, feel free to eat. Do you need anything else from me? If you want to talk alone, I'll give you a moment.
Yes, thank you for the food, I say, and I get another mouthful, obviously not saying anything more while she's still here.
If she's leaving, I'll just pat her arm again and say, again, I'm really sorry.
Thank you. I guess there's nothing more to be done. And she stands up and leaves you on the table.
As she goes, I look over to Pam. And I finish chewing what I have in my mouth, holding a finger up. I think he got in too deep. He knew what they were doing on these farms. He filmed it somehow on this... device. They killing someone? Not even they get away with that. So maybe he blackmailed them, yes? He says, I show you what you're doing on farms to the militia.
and you give me money or something. And so they decide, no, they won't let this go. And they arrange to do suicide. Yes?
I say to Olag, I think you might be onto something. I don't think we should make too many assumptions just yet. And we will need to follow this lead.
I cross my arms and I wipe my mouth with a napkin, clearly having said mine.
What do the three of you do? If you wish, you can leave right away, head to your steam wagon, and head back into town. The journey will be a bit long. Again, now you've been here for a few hours, it's probably late afternoon, so you'll probably be back in the city by just as evening is starting to fall now. Do you wish to do this?
As I'm picking my teeth now with a stick, and I say, you still maybe think we talk to restaurant owner?
That seems like a good idea.
I'd agree.
As you are heading to the wagon, you then, Pam, will receive again a little thing in your ear, sort of whispering. It is the voice of Aratazagi. He says,
oh, God. All right, we're at the site now. It's exactly how it looked on the thing. I think sometimes we have some problems with some of the youths in the area. They form gangs, they steal the kiwis, you know, silly kids, but, you know, they're not actually a problem. We think that they must have just picked this place after it's supposed to be empty. And I don't know what hell happened. They're in pieces, blood and death everywhere, and the farming construct is damaged as well. It's kind of fallen out of its thing. It's like it malfunctioned, but I've never seen one of these things malfunction like this. I think the construct did this. It's down. Don't worry about the construct, it's down. I'll be calling for some backup, but just so you know, something terrible has happened here. God knows what caused it.
After hearing this information, I feel slightly alarmed. I want to stay focused. I turn to Oleg and I whisper, there's been some problems in the farm construct.
Do I see them whispering?
Yes, she's close enough. You're close enough to hear them whispering.
You don't include me in a lot of things. That's quite mean.
I turn and I say, you will have your time to add value.
You know what? Deprecating other people's value and criticising their abilities is often a sign of insecurity.
I ignore her and continue to whisper to Oleg.
You think the construct did this out of function?
I think there is more that meets the eye. It seems like too much of a coincidence for this to be happening right now.
Who were the people getting killed? Who was the victim?
He told you, Pam, that he thought it was some of the local little youth gangs that sometimes steal things. Again, out here, outside of the walls, some people still do that sort of thing. But he also then said that normally they weren't a problem. It sounds as if they were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
I repeat this information back to Oleg, that it is some youths that are causing some problems, but I have a feeling that this might have something to do with the suicide. Some sort of revolt. I don't know, not sure.
I just think about how I'm going to report Pam for being so unprofessional in working as a team.
Yes, you do think to yourself, Guligeta, that, oh, is this just the scavenger thing? Again, a lot of people sometimes don't quite respect your lot, even though you do quite important things. But again, a lot of people think old world technology is just that, old world technology. She definitely is clearly quite a stern and militia woman.
Oh, I'm used to it, but someone will be told about this.
Still, you do catch one word. She did say construct there. You kind of feel, hey, that's something you know about, at least a little.
Well, I think to myself, good luck getting information about that if you're not sharing it with me.
Oleg, what do you do?
Well, as we are now heading back, for some reason I want to sit in my armor, I feel. I get the things on and on the wagon, and then I want to just get into the armor, and because some of my injuries, they just feel better when I rest in the armor. It's like you get in this rested position, and there are cushions and things that I have had adjusted just for compensating for my own scars and hurts. So I feel like just lying down in that for now, and that's what I'm getting ready to do after this short exchange.
And so you begin loading up into the wagon. Again, you know by this point, all three of you, that the body of Unagwe will have already been carted off and making its way back to the Citadel. Your wagon is for you. As you are about to leave, again, you get a quick transmission, Pam, from Arasage saying, "All right, good luck again. We'll give you any information we can on this side. What a mess. What a mess. Awful. Absolutely awful." And you begin making your way back to the city. Again, the journey is a few hours, passing by those fields of farming constructs. They care not that someone is dead. They will keep working throughout the night. And you are back in the city of Florence, back past the checkpoints, making your way to this restaurant, because, as you speak about it in the wagon, all of you are familiar with Limione. These days, the idea of a posh restaurant is a very, very luxurious thing. Anyone, of course, can go, but the clientele, you do know that it's rumoured that a lot of the head builders go there. It's a very nice place, properly designed like an old restaurant of the old world.
Very good.
During this transport period, could I use this as a rest?
Certainly. Everyone, feel free to discard one of your cards in your hand, but then draw once again up to a full hand size of 6. As you all have a time to relax and get your minds back in gear. So, you arrive. The restaurant is situated somewhere in the higher parts of the city. Again, it looks wonderful, one of the few places that has been restored almost fully. Not that any of you would have seen how the world looked once, but this is as close as it's going to get. A lovely, two-storied villa. Outside, there are tables, there are chairs, there are people. People in exciting fashions, people with various modifications. Such things, after all, are free. Anyone can choose to look however they wish. Obviously, if it's a more important issue, like life-threatening, you're put on the top of the list. But even if you just want to change the colour of your eyes, your body, in any way you want, the technology is there now. And people live longer now. At least the people of Florence. So people get bored. You will also immediately, Pam, being the keen-eyed one here, notice that standing outside the entrances to this restaurant are several individuals in nice suits with chrysanthemums. The Beckamorte are here and in force. You know they would not stand against the three of you. They do attempt to at least try and be innocent. But approaching now will mean they are see you, and someone will definitely be told that you are here. It's currently evening. Again, there are lights coming from inside this building. You imagine the restaurant probably will close soon, maybe in an hour. But for the moment, you have multiple options on what you do as you are now standing outside this location.
I think what I'll do is very quietly get my drone spider out of my pocket and send it after the Beckamorte members. Just quietly.
Wonderful. So here, we might have a little consequence to this test. Here, the consequence will be one consequence, that is, you will get a bit of information, but very soon your drone probably will get noticed, at least at some point. One success is enough to simply do this task, but you can use an additional success to cancel what I have just said and have your drone give you perfect information. So once again, we are testing your gear, and you can play two cards as you are skilled at this.
Okay.
Okay. So I'll take five of spades, and so I can take any other type of card because I've only got one spades card.
Yep, if you can try and get the number over 8, that's great.
Okay, so I've got a 5 of spades and a 4 of clubs.
2 successes, so you get your first success, and would you like to use the second success to cancel my consequence?
Yes, please.
Then that is what happens. You begin programming your little drone. Pam and Oleg, you see this drone. Tell me, Giulietta, what does this little creature look like, and how do you activate it and send it on its way?
Oh, well, it's my little pride and joy. It only responds to me, because I made it, I created it, and the technology is quite complicated, especially to an untrained eye. So, you know, it responds to my fingerprints and specific commands, and I just stoop down as if I'm tying up my shoe, and I set it on its way. It's very small. If you didn't look too hard, you'd probably think it was an ordinary spider. But if you weren't looking at all, you would just not notice it.
Indeed. And out it goes. And you also have a little device that enables you to see what your drone sees. I like to think of it maybe as a little lens that goes over your eye. What do you think?
Yes, I get out a pair of spectacles and put them on my nose. And they look very ordinary to everyone else, but to me, I can see what's happening.
Well, again, you quickly can gather this. Yes, the restaurant is closing soon. People are beginning to leave. So you think, if you waited a bit, eventually there might be far less people around. Inside, you think you can just about see. Well, you can't quite get inside yet, but you can just notice that there are lights on upstairs. There is somewhere in this building upstairs where there are lights. The rest of the building is empty and quiet. The entrance is currently guarded by 2 of these Beckamorty individuals, looking quite bored, just standing there. And you can also, as your little drone picks up sound, hear that somewhere from inside the building, someone is singing. You can't tell if it's an audio play or someone actually singing, but there's definitely someone singing from inside, some sort of classical tune, you think to yourself. Again, you listen to music on your jukebox. They used to have this thing called opera. They don't do it anymore, but you can still listen to recordings and... Yes, yes, that's what's happening. Pam and Oleg, you notice Giulietta get to work. Suddenly a little drone pops out of her jacket, crawls away, and she seems to be getting information. What do you do, Pam?
Well, I turn to Giulietta and I ask her, what is it that she's doing?
Well, if I'm going to tell you, I'm going to need you to start sharing information with me.
I feel a sense of reprisal. She's trying to get even. I say to her, okay, if you tell me what you're doing, I will include you a bit more. No promises.
Only a bit more? No promises? That sounds like a school bully to me. I need better than that. I don't like bullies.
I will tell you more. Now tell me what you're doing.
Very good. This is going to tell us all we know about those people wearing chrysanthemums.
I just sigh, and I step down with my armor on, and I stand there and look about. Well, you tell me if you need me. And pretty soon you start hearing a soft snoring from inside the armor.
Oleg, wake up.
The snoring continues as you start looking at the thing or whatever you do.
Pam, you get told the information. And you have to admit it's good information. You can't even see where this drone is anymore, but apparently Giulietta is seeing fully the entire building's perimeter. She tells you everything that I said earlier. The guards' positions, that there are people upstairs, the place is closing soon, that there is music. What do you think? You could wait a bit and people... Indeed, will be far less. Or you can go forward now. Again, you will not be stopped, but that is a far more less covert move.
Can I take her glasses with the lens?
No, sorry, that's information that only works for me. It responds only to my commands and my fingerprints.
This is true, and to be honest, you would have no idea how it works. Pam, this is not your field. Old world tech is strange.
So, based on what she said, I'd like to see what else she finds out before going inside. I don't feel prepared enough at this moment.
In that case, I think it's safe to say you wait. And sure you do, you get back in the wagon and you just make sure you're not quite seen, and 30-40 minutes pass. You, Oleg, snore again. You all notice people begin to leave. There are now no customers anymore. The light is still on upstairs, somewhere up above, and you can still hear Giulietta music playing inside somewhere. There's clearly some people still. You can hear voices when your drone gets a bit close to that window with the light, but you can't quite get in and see. The drone would need to climb quite far up to get there, and you don't want to risk it. Or if you do, you might need to make another test. Does it seem as if there is now only one man on the door? And then none. He goes in and closes the door. And now there's no one outside, but people are still upstairs. What do you do, Pam? It is now later in the evening, and the place is far less occupied.
I'm considering what my options are, and I want to hear from Oleg.
Oleg, you are woken up again. What do? You're given all the information. The place now is far less open.
We want to speak to Livio, yes? Is that all, or you want to look for something else as well?
Well, it appears that the Beccamorti might be having some sort of meeting in there as well, so we could kill two birds with one stone, so to speak.
You think you can listen into meeting with your thing?
Well, try.
How do you get it in there?
It doesn't seem like it can get in, but maybe it can listen in. Can I try and do this? Can I try and see if it can pick up any sound?
You certainly can. Once again, you will make a gear check. But this time, the consequence will be that something may occur where you're no longer able to use the drone in this way. So, let us see what happens. Again, you can cancel it if you get two successes, but only one success will not get rid of that consequence. But you will still find out something. So yes, do test your spades.
So I don't have any spade cards left, so I think I will just not do that.
Remember, you can, if you wish, discard a card and then just play a card wild, pushing yourself a little.
Just a random card from the deck?
Yes, the first one, yes.
Okay, so I got a three of spades.
That's a success. You feel kind of like, okay, get your little drone up there. And your little drone does. He clambers up with his little spider legs, clambering into the brickwork, getting close to this window. And you see inside there is a room, brightly lit. There are a bunch of people around a table, maybe three or four. Scientists. Yes, you immediately recognize the insignia. These are builders, architects, the main people who, well, run the world now. There are four or five of them around a table. They are finishing up something. They are drinking wine. Very fancy. You look around the room as well and notice there seems to be someone standing in a corner. They are beautifully dressed. A beautiful black ball gown. And they have a face painted. No, not painted. It's a mask, you think. A sort of masquerade mask. You can't quite see their expression underneath that, but they are standing there and singing. They are the ones singing, but it's a little strange. Why are they just standing there in the corner? Odd thing to do, and why are they wearing a mask? But that's what's happening. And you see all this, and then you hear them sort of chinking glasses, and then someone just looks out the window. And as you do, you kind of instinctively kind of draw back, and your drone scuttles back and then sort of retreats down to the ground with a bit of a thud. It kind of lands quite badly. You think it might have damaged one of its legs. You're not going to be able to get it back up there again.
Okay, I'm going to recall the drone to me.
It scampers back to you slowly, and yes, unfortunately, one of its legs has been damaged slightly in the fall.
I could repair this.
What you see? Do you convey to us what it is you saw?
I do. Did I see any of the Beck and Morty?
You didn't see anyone in the uniform.
Scientist?
Yes, architects, builders.
I look over to Pam.
I look over to Giulietta. Could you hear what they were talking about?
Could I hear what they were talking about?
You didn't quite catch that. Again, the singing was distracting.
Unfortunately not. They had a very loud singer. Drowning them out.
Singer? Real singer?
They did, a real singer. Sounded very beautiful.
And you see me get a nostalgic, sort of dreaming look.
Does your tech have lip-syncing technology on it? Could you try and process it?
That's a very fancy word to you, Giulietta, and the answer is no. If only you had technology that could do that, that would be amazing.
Well, no. Unfortunately, I think the best bet would be to try and sneak in.
You won't talk to Livio? You talk Livio, then we go, yes. Why are we standing here? I don't understand.
Oh, look, you always know the right things to say.
So, what do the three of you do? Again, you remember Mariana telling you that Livio is the owner of this restaurant. So all of you would logically assume that if there are still customers here, at least in one room, he must also still be here somewhere.
Yeah, I think go and speak to him, see if he's still there.
Well, how do you approach the building? Again, that room up there is occupied, but otherwise this is now a completely empty place. The doors are closed and locked. You saw people head there and close the doors. Now, obviously, the people upstairs need to leave, so there might be people still there if you knock on the door. You could also try going in another way. Up to you. What do you decide to do? Oh, so Oleg, since you're thinking of the singer, you're thinking, a singer, jukebox. You just suddenly find yourself thinking of the letter that said something about a jukebox.
And I think about this and I say, if they have singer, then they not need jukebox. Maybe we at the wrong place.
Pam, you hear him say that, and perhaps you come to a different conclusion. What do you think? After all, you remember Giulietta saying that it was odd that the person was standing very still in a corner. You also remember the note mentioned that word specifically. It was part of the very important note that was ripped up.
I remember the note had friend, place, jukebox, and one other word. It escaped me.
Reward.
Things are starting to come together.
Yes, wrong place.
I'm starting to think that maybe the singer was an automaton or some kind of maybe a machine.
You all, for a moment, would consider this, but then the one thing all three of you would be surprised by is that a machine, a construct, can't... That sounded to you, Giulietta, like real singing. Constructs cannot sing.
Well, maybe a jukebox in the shape of a person?
Perhaps. Again, constructs can be given audio... voices. It's not often done, but you can attach a recorder and they can have recorded sayings, but this is proper singing. It couldn't be a construct. But then again, you don't know.
You want to go into this place. I see as you just exchange glances and think about things. You want to go in, you want to go not in.
I say go in. Knock on the door.
Knock on the door.
I think to myself, what is the best strategy so that we don't raise alarm and we get the outcome that we're looking for? We have three people. We must stay together as a team, I think. But maybe if we tried sending one person, maybe myself, maybe that would be more successful. Maybe we would have better success.
Pam, you'd think... that could work, but then if you got separated, it would be bad. You think sticking together is the best option here. To be fair, while someone might be notified if you go knock on the door, It's a lot quieter now, and again, you know that these people can't refuse you entry. I mean, if they do, you will be fully in your right to burst in, call backup, and you don't think they'd want that. The Becca Morte are dangerous, but they like to be dangerous on their own terms.
So, I look to Giulietta and Olag, and I ask them, are we ready?
I have been ready since we came here.
Oh, Olag, you always know the right thing to say.
I do.
Oleg, you go first then, you go up to the restaurant doors, and what do you do?
I'll just try and walk right in.
The door is locked.
I feel the handle and see it's locked. Not this way. Yeah, and I try to remember from our previous assignment if anyone was good at opening locks.
Well, to be honest, Giulietta probably has a little gadget on her that might be able to do that. You also notice the door does have a little slide cap on it, so that if someone was on the other side and you knocked, they would be able to open it and see who's there.
Knock or pick.
You can all now hear the music coming quite loudly from the building.
Well, they have to grant the militia entry.
I knock.
You knock hard, and a little slot in the door comes open. You see a man looking at you with sort of beady eyes. He looks very surprised and then says, sorry, we're closed.
Militia business.
Why?
We need talk to Livio.
He's busy.
He's not busy for militia.
He looks at all of you and just says, fine. And he opens the door. The area as you open is quite pleasant. A lovely sort of fresco covers the floor. The place is dark, but there are a couple of lights here and there. Just behind the door are three or four men. They all, as you come in, look a little anxious. They are armed, you can see. Crossbows, Pam, much like your own, clubs. The air is very tense, but no one is making a move against you. They're all looking at you, Oleg, in your armor. You are quite imposing, but they are letting you in.
I say, hello. And I stand to the side and let the others in.
Thank you, Oleg.
Thank you, Oleg.
And so all three of you enter the Limo One restaurant, surrounded now by these members of the Becca Morte. One thing you all know, they likely will not make the first move, but if they do feel threatened, they will resort to violence. You shall need to tread carefully here if you wish to avoid bloodshed.
You have listened to an episode of Red Moon Roleplaying, where we played Necrobiotic, which is on Kickstarter right now. This episode has been sponsored by Penny for a Tale. Craig was our game master for this session, and we were happy to be joined by Eleanor Healing and Niha Ori. The music was created by Alpha Zone and Sabled Sun, and was used with permission from their label, Cryochamber. Visit cryochamber.bandcamp.com or their YouTube channel for more music for your games. We would like to give massive thanks to our champions of the Red Moon, Martin Hoshobert, Nastasha Rollerson, Simon Cooper, David, Julia, Camilla, Ludwig Manford, and Bob DeLang for their generous support. And we would of course also like to thank all of our other patrons. Without your support, this show would not be possible. If you want to support our work, please check us out on Patreon. You can get access to bonus campaigns for Cult Divinity Lost and Coriolis there, as well as get early and raw access to all of our recordings. You can also hear your name read on the show as a champion of the Red Moon, as well as play Cult with us. Most importantly, that support is what keeps the show going, so do check us out there. Thank you for listening, and see you soon again.